The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, let's talk about a really exciting project here in Port Huron that we first talked about, and I don't realize it was 3 years ago, but 3 years ago that the organization Diving with a Purpose first made a presentation to Port Huron City Council, and City Councilwoman Anita Ashford was there and heard that presentation, and now here we are 3 years later, just sort of putting the finishing touches on this really exciting Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Project here in Port Huron. Anita, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. So remind us what the city's role is in all this.
Well, the city's role, the Diving with a Purpose, Eric Denson and Jay Hagler, they came to us and asked us, you know, they wanted to be permitted to have permission to put a monument in honor of the Tuskegee Airmen on the in the flag, International Flag Plaza. And my God, right away, it was, you know, it was passed across the board, and we couldn't have been any more excited because, I mean, even me as a person of color, I had no idea. I was like struck. I was sitting there and all like, you mean somebody, you know, something, you know, went down. You hear of the other ships and things that are there, but this was truly exciting, and we were glad to, you know, have the opportunity to be there in that moment in time to see this to accept this for the city of Port Huron and the state of Michigan.
I don't think that we realized here in Port Huron that the Tuskegee Airmen were part of Port Huron's history, but certainly Diving with a Purpose brought that to our attention, and Eric and Jay are both on the line with us right now. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Which one of you wants to tell us a little bit about the backstory to this project and how Port Huron figures into the history of the Tuskegee Airmen?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that. This is Eric Denson with Diving with a Purpose. Yes, it is kind of a little-known history fact that the Tuskegee Airmen trained in the Michigan area. Most of them trained at Selfridge Air Force, station there. And after training from Tuskegee Institute then, they went to up in that area, in the Michigan area, because it mimicked the climate and terrain of the European theater. And unfortunately, there were a number of accidents that occurred during those training missions up there. And one of the accidents was Lieutenant Moody's P-39 Era Cobra, and he crashed there in the Lake Huron, not far from the St. Clair River meets, and just right off the coast of Port Huron. So back in 2015, we were contacted by Wayne Lusardi, who is the state Michigan archaeologist, about the project. We had worked with him and NOAA up in Thunder Bay for a number of years. So he contacted us to see if we wanted to support a mission to actually go there and document Lieutenant Moody's wreck site there. And we did that back in 2015. And we were able to identify a number of artifacts. And one of the main things that we saw there was the instrument panel, which had a unique radio call number. And that's how we were able to really identify that that was Lieutenant Frank Moody's aircraft. It was a great mission. It was really meaningful to all of us. And again, you know, Tuskegee Airmen are national heroes. And we wanted to do more. And so that's when the actual thought about the monument came about after the mission. And so we started doing some fundraising, and it's gonna be a reality. And actually in 2018, some of the artifacts from Lieutenant Moody's aircraft was recovered and are going under conservation and restoration. That's with Wayne Lusardi, the state archaeologist. And hopefully we'll have a few of those artifacts on display as part of the memorial dedication.
That's going to happen later this summer at the end of August. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Anita, it takes a whole community to rally around a project like this, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and we did. We had the full support of our community when we were fundraising. You know, it didn't go as, you know, back in 2019 as fast as we could, but everybody, you know, chipped in and did what they can. We had the historical Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church put on an event for them, you know, in raising funds for this. And we have an outstanding committee, you know, Kevin Toddy, Juanita Taylor, Britt Gillette, and who else? I don't want to miss anybody. And we started off with Ed Weisler. He was on there. He had some stake in here. And we also had, I said Britt Gillette, David McElroy. Mm-hmm. So, and it was some, it was, they were selected by design, you know, because, you know, in Port Huron, we're just a close-knit community. We had a whole lot of other fundraising efforts going along, and we wanted to be respectful of, you know, of our area, of what was happening, you know, because everybody was wanting money during that time for something we always want. And so we just wanted to move in this and, in the most respectful way that we could, you know, without, you know, trying to step on toes. But, you know, thank God we made it and we made a difference. So everybody.
I don't know, Eric or Jay, one of you could perhaps talk a little bit about what this past year has been like in terms of this project. Has COVID slowed anything down at all?
Well, I'll take that. This is Jay. Actually, it's been very interesting. During the COVID, we were able to take advantage of the virtual environment. So we were able to actually continue our fundraising efforts, continue to get the word out. And actually, the great state of Alabama, which is actually home of the Tuskegee Airmen in Tuskegee, Alabama, they actually stepped up and made a significant contribution to the fundraising efforts. And we do expect an official, some officials from the state of Alabama to actually be at the event. And one of the things that's also important that has occurred over this time period is that we unveiled even more of the rich history of Port Huron. There are actually five Tuskegee Airmen planes that crashed into the Great Lakes. And of those five, four of them are actually in Lake Huron near the city. This is actually just the beginning. We've located Lieutenant Frank Moody's plane, but there are literally three other planes that are in Lake Huron that yet to be found. So we are looking for this as an ongoing effort to bring back to life and to locate these other pilots' planes and continue the rich history of the city of Port Huron.
Why didn't we know about this, and why has it taken until 2021 to put a monument like this up?
Well, I guess I would say that, you know, a lot of stories have been told about the Tuskegee Airmen, but it's focused primarily in Alabama where they got the initial training. So, and also when they were in theater during World War II. But
call dropped out there. Hopefully they'll jump back in here.
Oh, okay.
That happens from time to time. We kind of lose.
Well, that's okay. You know what? Well, let me try to pipe in right here. You asked, did COVID have anything? Okay. You know what? Actually, as Jay was saying, no, that didn't stop our efforts because right during the peak of COVID is when the state of Alabama came in. Mm-hmm. And that was really significant. Because all the monies were frozen during that time, you know, people were going through that, but they thought enough to you know, to make that grant to us here, the Tourism Bureau of at the state of Alabama. And I don't think, in as much as we say, why did it take so long? We could always say, if not now, when?
Yeah.
But I don't think that we hold the time. I think the timing is perfect. And when you have that time, you know, it's beyond our touch and our reach. And it does a special thing. This is what's happening in the making of history right here. You know, it's a grand thing to pull us together as a city, as a state, and as a world. You know, it's just so much happening in our world. And what goodness can we focus on that can help bring us together other than something like this, what the Tuskegee Airmen did? They didn't do it just for white people or black people. They did it for the human race of America. And that is America. And then when we can get that, you know, just running in our blood and come together here in the city of Port Huron on August 28th and just show them in the memory. And we have the privilege to carry on this legacy, this great legacy and this great historical marker that is going to be portrayed there on in the International Plaza. It's huge.
August 28th, we will be talking a lot more about it between now and then. Gentlemen, do we still have you on the line here?
Yeah, this is Eric. I'm still here.
Great. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there, but I'm glad. I'll let you continue your thought. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I was just saying that was so well said, Anita.
Thank you, Eric.
I just want to highlight their history and their mark that they put on this nation and their work.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, and to think they'll be honored forever with that marker at the International Flag Plaza. It'll be dedicated officially on Saturday, August 28th. Mark that on your calendar. You're going to want to be there. I think a lot of people are going to want to be there. It's going to be a big day, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. We're honest. We're praying for a big day and just to, you know, to show them just how much this means and the great job that DWP did in bringing this to us, you know. And a lot of things, like in the Port Huron Area School District, we even included the students. Eric and Jay were here back in February, and they were in your show here.
Yeah.
They were on your show. So this wasn't hidden. We tried to touch and embrace and the power of inclusion to include everyone, and particularly our youth. And they did an essay contest, and you know, and we got three winners there, but we actually end up recognizing a whole lot of honorable mentions to go in and read about the Tuskegee Airmen and their connections. So we tried to do everything that we could to touch, you know, touch lives with this story and to make the motivation and connection there.
Yeah. Real quick, I wanted to ask, you mentioned that there are other Tuskegee Airmen planes in Lake Huron, not far from Port Huron. Are there going to be more searches for those planes?
Yeah, hi, this is Eric Denson again. We've been working with Wayne Lusardi, who is the state archaeologist, and he has done surveys looking for the other wrecks. There have been one, Lieutenant Nathaniel Rayberg. His was found in the St. Clair River. But again, there are still others that are out there in Lake Huron. And Wayne has conducted some surveys. He got some grants to actually look for those. They have not been found yet. And so we're going to continue to work with them and to look for those remaining Tuskegee Airmen planes.
All right. Very good. Diving with a Purpose. We appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate all that you've done. And we'll look forward to seeing you here in August.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting time. We all are very proud of being part of this.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Eric and Jay. And Anita, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you so much, Paul.
We'll talk more about this as that date draws closer, August 28th.